This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We were just talking a little bit about the Jets and their draft and what they're going to do. And there really hasn't been a lot of talk around the Jets draft just because I don't think a quarterback will be involved unless Shador drops and just don't know what's going to be available at that point. And they're probably going to be drafting best available. So It's just not as much juice as the Giants. But Justin Fields did speak yesterday, and I'm not really understanding this, at least out of context, what he's talking about. When he was asked about the Jets drafting a quarterback, and he said, "I'm willing to teach, but I'm not really interested in rhetorical questions." Is that rhetorical questions from the media or rhetorical questions from the guy he's willing to teach?
It was from the media.
Yeah. Okay. The way I took it was they asked him, if the Jets draft a quarterback, are you willing to mentor him? I didn't hear the question, but this is how I took it.
Well, it's not rhetorical because there's been a lot of guys who have said, no, I don't want to mentor a guy.
Maybe, but I guess until they do draft a quarterback, there's no reason to answer the question is what he's saying. Like, it's a hypothetical right now. So he kind of answered it by saying, I'm willing to teach, but until they draft a quarterback, why have the conversation?
Yeah, and I mean, he's also a younger guy trying to restart his career. Yeah. You know, he's not one of these old-ass veterans that's in there for a year, and then they draft what they know is going to be the future. Like, if the Giants drafted a quarterback, you know that Russell Wilson is there for a year and could tell him what's up, and Jameis Winston the same thing. But, you know, Justin Fields, I mean, he's at a point where he's still competing to piece his career together.
I would think Justin Fields comes here thinking he is the starting quarterback, he will be the starting quarterback, and this is his job to lose. That's what I think.
Yeah. I mean, I remember two guys, Ben Roethlisberger said it, and I think it was with Mason Rudolph, actually, when he was drafted. And then Ryan Tannehill said it with Malik Willis.
That they were not interested.
Yeah, not going to.
That's a tough thing. Like, I get it competitively, you know, especially if you think you're the guy. Why do I have to mentor someone? I understand it to some degree, but that also doesn't look great team-wise. Like, if the idea is to go somewhere and the main objective is to win, that you would like to think that everybody would be in line for one common goal, but I do get it competitively. Like, it's a tough thing to, especially because, like you said, he's not a guy just hanging on where he's 34, looking for one more shot of glory. He's still relatively young. He was drafted very high, had a nice college career, and thinks he's going to be a good pro quarterback. Like, I could see how that's a difficult thing to kind of come to grips with, especially when you first get here. And the first time you meet the media, they're asking you about drafting a quarterback.
Well, yeah. I mean, and think too, like, if you're a younger guy like that in Justin Fields and like, hey, this team wants me to start. You know, last year I started at a 4-2 record and then had to get benched for a veteran. This team signs me in free agency, wants me to start. And now I'm getting asked a question about mentoring a guy who would eventually take over this job. I mean, just think about that in any other job situation.
Right.
I know the NFL is totally different, and it's not apples to apples, but just from human nature, in any other job situation, that would piss somebody off.
Well, I could still make the case that he still needs to be mentored.
Yeah.
I mean, to some degree.
I agree.
You know, he's not a 30, you know, a 15-year vet in this league. He's still kind of finding his way. And maybe he hasn't been put in the best situations. I don't know. I know last year they won games. Whether he was good or not, hard to tell. But they were 4-2. And then it was just taken away from him for Russell Wilson. And then to the point where I'm sure he heard the noise, too, when Wilson kind of struggled and the team was struggling down the stretch. All we heard was, are you going to put Justin Fields under center again? Is Justin Fields going to get a chance again? And that answer was no. He was not given an opportunity.
Yeah. And speaking of the Steelers quarterback situation, as Fields was there and Wilson was there, now both of them are here. I guess Aaron Rodgers did not announce that he was going to the Steelers on that Pat McAfee big night out last night at PPG Paints Arena. So
I heard Evan say that at some point, that was... I mentioned it last week.
Yeah, that there was that was a rumor that was going around.
So what was he there for then?
Who?
McAfee. To do a show?
Yeah, just to do a night show.
Oh, okay.
You know, and he just was from Pittsburgh, sold a bunch of tickets, and just did a night show. I don't know what the show consisted of.
Got it.
I don't even know if it was broadcast, but I assume that was the reason why we were waiting for Aaron Rodgers. It was like that would have been a perfect night to do it.
Mm.
Would have been awesome.
And we could have ended this charade.
Like, yeah.
Let's go. Got it.
And now I'm like, maybe he is going to retire. If he has it, unless there's some sort of weird contract thing that you can't announce it or it's not official until a particular date because of a roster bonus kicking nonsense or something like that. But I don't know what the hell they would do.
Well, I did see that Sanders is apparently meeting with them. He either did yesterday or he is this week, that he will have a sit down with them, just like all these other teams will. I know, but they have to have a backup plan because right now Mason Rudolph's it, right? They don't have a quarterback under contract.
That's it. So, when do the Steelers draft? Do you know?
Is it?
Hey, CBS Sports Network, while 13? You're still here and you're leaving us at 8:30, put up that draft order quickly so I don't have to Google it.
I know
you guys have that right
there. I know
there
they were
time.
In the playoffs, but I feel like they have a higher pick than you would think. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe they're drafting.
They'd probably have to trade up, right? You would think.
Yeah, I should know this because I feel like I've read it 9 times.
See, they're checked out over there at the network because they're leaving us. And
they're probably in communication with Augusta right now.
Yeah, they're just there. Oh, here we go. All right, they're not in the top 12.
Okay.
You got past the 12? You got 12? They're 21st.
There you go.
Steelers are 21st. Well, Shador's not dropping to 21.
You wouldn't think, but I told you last week, I've seen a couple of mock drafts that have him going late first round. Now, I've also seen mock drafts that have him going number 2. So, well, that sounded strange. But... You know what I'm saying. 2 to Cleveland. And
I
then...
didn't even realize it. Like, even my sophomoric mind did not even pick up on that.
It was very strange.
Yeah.
There are some that have him going as high as 2 to the Browns, and some I've seen as low as late first round. So could he be there? Yeah. Could the Steelers trade up to get him? Sure. Why not?
Hey, Stephen Waldron, CBS Sports. You guys mailing it in because you're going off the air in about 20 minutes from now for Masters on the Range?
We're not mailing anything.
You're not mailing it in? Are you going to leave at 8:30?
8:35.
Stephen, will you be here tomorrow or will you take your Friday off that you're prone to do?
No, I'll start doing that during the summer.
Okay, start doing your summer Fridays. All right.
I'll be here.
All right, very good. Stephen, you're a big golf fan. Do you have a Masters pick you'd like to share with us?
I'm kind of rooting for Phil.
Okay. Well, I mean, but the rooting for is different than actually a pick. You know what I'm saying?
Ludwig Åberg.
Okay, there you go. All right, thank you very much. He's going Ludwig
Åberg.
Yeah, it's Åberg.
How about the fact, this hit me driving in this morning. I don't know why. So we are now about 6 weeks away from the kickoff to summer, 5 weeks away basically, right? End of May?
Yeah. Eddie, 5 weeks away, 6 weeks away, what is
that?
Yeah.
That means we're about a year away from him walking away.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, I'd all of a sudden, as I was driving in, like, that becomes very real now.
I think it was very real when he announced
it.
Yeah, but it was still
ways away. When you get within a year of something.
Yeah, I mean, that's like farewell tour stuff.
Man, that's all of a sudden, like, we are going to celebrate Eddie, I think, Memorial Day weekend. And then next year, forget it. I mean, he's going to be drunk off his rear end doing car bombs with everybody.
Well, if we even do it next year. It wasn't a lock that we're doing it this year.
Oh, is this true?
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
And it's been severely changed, the whole format.
Well, that's fine. That's fun. But I don't know. It's all of a sudden. Eddie's future is diminishing right in front of our eyes.
Well, that would suck if they took it away for Eddie's retirement.
That was the first year he didn't do it.
Why? We can do a virtual one like you did during the pandemic.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And we could have Mike Del Judas play Amazing Grace. And then we'll have Andrea Bocelli come in.
Is there really that big of a difference for this year, though?
Yeah, we're the only show going. Every other year used to be. Yeah, and it starts. I think that's a much bigger deal. It used to be the whole lineup, and it's just us.
Well, that was only the past couple of years. Yeah. You know, traditionally it was just us.
But okay.
No, that's not true. Even at Headliner, it was the whole afternoon was there right through the.
But for every year.
As far as I remember, yeah. As far as I remember, staying with, because I would have to stay with Joe and Evan through 11, 12 o'clock. So I would think.
I thought the first few years it was just us, though.
I mean, how long do you want to go back? I'm going back in the last, I would say 7-8 years for sure.
It's only us. It starts an hour later, and then there's a post-show concert there that starts when we're done at 11 o'clock.
Which is very cool.
None of that's been done before. So. To me, it's different. I don't know. Is that not different?
I thought there was one year. Wasn't there some other concert that was on at Headliner?
Maybe, but the other shows were going on at the same time.
Correct.
So
I went in and did a poker event with while Joe and Evan was on.
That I do remember.
Yes. And I think you're right. There was music being played opposite of Joe and Evan at the time, which didn't work out so great. Because I do remember.
Shut up. What is this?
I remember coming out of the poker event, and they were just broadcasting to nobody, and everybody was over by the concert.
Yeah,
off to the stage left.
I think that's it's an interesting one.
That was a bad one.
Yeah,
that was a bad one.
I don't know.
I do remember that.
It feels different to me. I mean, different to me enough where I want to
stay.
6 o'clock
start, Al, not 5.
Yeah,
and then we'll be freezing this year at 4:30 getting set up.
Yeah. It'll be a little. I think that will help with the weather.
For sure, it has
with the temperature,
because I think 6:30 the sun's up. So by 6 o'clock, maybe you start to feel it a little bit. I mean, me and him are usually there by 4:15. It's cold.
What's TV going to do? Are they going to do Al and Jerry from 6 and cut you guys off at 10? Or are they going to what?
Oh, that's
they
adjust? Great.
It's
question.
A great question, Stephen Waldron, CBS Sports. What are you going to do with that?
What was the question?
No, you're
who's going to win the Masters?
Having a different conversation. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. I mean, this is mailing it in. You're off the air in 16 minutes, and you're mailing it. You're not even listening to the show. All right. So, kick off to summer, and the full details will come out of who's performing and all of this, and we'll be announcing it, and all the great sponsors that have aligned with us. But kick off to summer this year, Al and Jerry will be starting at 6 o'clock. Boomer and Geo, 7 o'clock and going to 11 o'clock. So how are you guys going to handle that?
We'll be on at 7 with you guys.
And then going to 11?
Correct.
Okay.
So an extra hour of bull riding or something?
Yeah, so what's going to go on from 6 to 7?
Oh, I don't know yet.
Why wouldn't you just put Al and Jerry on?
1977 strongman competition.
78.
Yeah, exactly.
What is the aversion to Al and Jerry in a special circumstance here? This is not like it would be all the time. This is just one time, you know?
I don't think it's been discussed yet.
Oh, okay. So it hasn't been discussed yet, but you've already made your decision on how you're going to handle it.
Well, we know we're going on at 7, regardless. If we come on before, it's still up in the air.
Got it.
Oh, okay.
So that would be overtime.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that would make it a longer day.
Make it longer. Okay.
Yeah. Are you going to be bopping around down there this year, or are you going to be back in the control room?
I will be bopping all over the place.
All right. Well,
I'm excited to hear who the concert is.
Yeah. It's I think it's a really good one. But I'm not sure. They haven't told me officially. I'm allowed to say.
So hold on to it. Just hold on to it.
Yep. There's contracts. There's all sorts of stuff.
It's not done yet.
Something get everybody fired up. I do think though, it's about time to start talking about it.
Yeah, we're like we said, 5-6 weeks away.
I mean, a month out, we definitely should be talking about it.
No doubt.
100%.
It's take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Boomer out today and tomorrow. That means we got CeeLo with us, and he's got another update. We got about five more minutes of CBS Sports Network before they go to Masters on the Range in Augusta, but we will remain on the radio, of course, till 10 o'clock and the Odyssey app. So just switch over there and we will do the rest of the show for you, audio only. Yeah, so what's happening, CeeLo?
First of all, brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Did you take in any of the par three contest coverage yesterday at all?
I did go back. I didn't see it live. I was able to rewind it on ESPN Plus and watch about an hour of it.
See Gary Player at almost 90 years old.
Dude, yeah, he's unbelievable.
Three birdies in a row. He's 89.
And he did the ceremonial tee off this morning with Nicholas and Tom Watson, and they don't show where the shots land, but he basically did a karate kick after his.
But he is the guy who, I guess, figured this out like, what, 30, 40 years ago, that if you eat right and don't eat garbage, that your body can.
So Al's going to be doing karate kicks at 89?
Yeah, I mean, I've told him that. I know when he turned like 50, whatever, I'm like, oh, you're only halfway there. Yeah, he's like, I'm not living to 100. Yeah, you probably are. Actually,
Gary Player did a video with Grant Horvat, and his first tee shot, he striped right down the middle. And Gary Player said, "I haven't missed a fairway since the Pope was an altar boy."
It's unreal. I don't know if you ever
saw
that.
He's got a great sense of humor.
But to see him with the kid and the way he holds his own is it's ridiculous.
It is. Yes. So that 89. Was cool to see them this morning. You had some of the young children of the players. Yeah. I mean, Rory
who made the putt? Was that Lowry's kid or Rory's?
Lowry's daughter made one from, I think, just off the green, his daughter, Poppy,
yeah,
the putt, where she basically breathed on it, was barely holding the club properly, and it took forever.
And it went in.
Drained it. Like, yeah, here it is on to get glad before they cut away from the cover, CBS Sports Network. Like, she literally just pushes it. I understand. Shane Lowry steps in here. I thought he was going to, like, nudge it along.
Yeah.
And he's just watching.
You tell me this goes in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Jerry, I would 5-putt green.
Crazy.
Shane.
Like,
5-putt.
And he realizes, Lowry realizes now, oh, this has got a chance. I mean, it took forever.
Wow. And,
yeah. I mean,
all right, that's pretty cool.
And I felt bad for her. They went nuts. The crowd went nuts. And she clearly was a little, I think.
I didn't understand what was going on.
Well, it got loud. A lot of the gallery's there for the part three.
She probably thinks it's good when they don't go in because her daddy doesn't make them.
Well, they were presenting the United Front yesterday. He had wife Erica was out there. The daughter was there.
Yeah.
They're basically a year removed.
You're saying
all
PR
that
spot for that?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's amazing a difference a year makes. You know, they were basically ready to divorce.
On the outs.
Now, here they are. But there was some good stuff. Kepka had a hole in one. Keegan Bradley had a hole in one. So it was a good start. Good start down
good
there
start.
In Augusta.
No Tony Finau dislocated ankles
this
year.
None of that.
Yeah. Awesome.
And it looks like, last I checked, you know, they'd said maybe some rain for Friday, but it looks like through the night and it should be fine by tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I didn't see that. It looked like a clean forecast for me.
And the weekend looks beautiful.
Yeah.
So they should do well. And then today, I think, is picture perfect, essentially, down there.
Oh, I love it.
So it should be good. Should be good for viewing. I'll play you that Justin Fields question and answer in just a moment. But first, within the last hour or so, this actually came from, I wish I knew his last name. I just know him as Jason from OverTheCap.com, who's a big Jet guy and does a great job with the salary cap stuff. And the reason I say it that way is because the other members of the Jet beat are crediting him with the story as well. So the Jets and Alan Lazard have come to a restructured contract agreement. So he's actually sticking around. He's taking like an $8.5 million pay cut to stay with the Jets.
All right.
His base salary, I believe, is just under $2 million for this year. So believe it or not, no Aaron Rodgers, at least for now. Alan Lazard is
going to
begin
that.
Training camp with the Jets here in 2025.
Does that make you think at all that Aaron Rodgers is going to retire?
Perhaps. It's a
because
good way to look
now he's thinking, oh, well, whatever team that Aaron was going to go to, maybe I'd have a shot to go there and play. But now he's signing with the Jets and staying with the Jets. Yeah, I mean, that is a weird one. I thought that Darius Slayton going back to the Giants was weird.
Yeah.
This is even weirder than that.
Yeah, big pay cut. So you can look forward to some more Alan Lazard drops unless he doesn't make it through training camp. Back to Fields. Here was the full exchange for the reporter via Zoom yesterday talking QB situation for the Jets.
What if the Jets take a quarterback here, whether it's seven, second round, whatever? How do you feel about the possibility of a young guy who might, you know, you might have to mentor or could be like nipping at your heels?
I don't really like to answer rhetorical questions, but I'm willing to teach. But yeah, I'm not really interested in, you know, rhetorical questions.
Yeah, so. See that now I get it. And Eddie said the CA meant hypothetical.
Right. Yes.
It's rhetorical. But, you know, yeah, it didn't make any sense in print. It doesn't make any sense when he says it.
But you know what, when you hear it, you know what he means.
Exactly.
Yeah. I initially thought maybe meant rhetorical, like, of course the Jets are going to draft a quarterback. Like, why would I even have to bother answering that? But now that I hear it, as I hear it that way now.
Yeah, because he's like, you know, what do you think if this happens? Would you be willing to if?
Hypothetical.
You know, one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here they go. CBS Sports Network.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, see you later.
Enjoy Masters on the Range.
Oh, it's 10 seconds?
Well, Keith McPherson learned scuttlebutt, and I guess Justin Fields
Jerry,
now will.
Fight.
All right.
Let's go.
Oh, now we're going to do it.
Dropping the glue.
They're gone.
Beautiful shot of the Empire State Building.
Gorgeous. All right. Yes, continue
on. So there you go. Deshaun Watson services after Browns owner Jimmy Haslam recently at the league meetings admitted publicly that there was a failure in terms of the trade to acquire him, the contract they gave him, the injuries, the performance or lack thereof. So he put on one of these rehab workout videos on Instagram, Browns gear, Browns facilities, got the walking boot for the ruptured Achilles, and he's getting after it in the gym. And the video was captioned, "Me versus Me." And here's part of what he had to say on his track overlapping the video.
You know, you don't have anything pretty much to lose. And I feel like that's where I'm at right now. You know, everyone's doubting me. You know, everyone don't believe in me. Everyone don't think that I can get back to where I was. But I know and I believe the work that I put in, what I believe in myself, the peace that I've been, you know, channeling these last couple months, I know I'm going to be way better than before.
Way better than before. Yeah. So there you go.
One of the biggest
on himself.
One of the biggest slime ball losers in the history of professional sports. No one believes in you because you're a slime ball loser.
And he's with the ruptured Achilles. You're talking 2026. There's no way he could play this year.
No.
Right.
I mean, this guy is such a loser that he ruptured his Achilles and then didn't do the rehab properly and ruptured it again. I mean, he's out there. He posts stuff on social media. He's having like the greatest life ever with the engagement and this and that. Oh, just keep it on the wraps, man. You know, putting that stuff out there.
Literally and figuratively.
I mean, honestly. I mean, 700,000 accusations of being some pervert in a massage parlor. And then we got the hero. No, everybody's down. I'm going to come back better than ever. No, you're not. No one's ever going to see you again.
Has anything...
Never playing in the NFL ever again.
Anything progressed with Justin Tucker? I feel like that's kind of quieted down.
Yeah, but there was a lot of evidence there, too.
I know.
Even people posting stuff. That's another loser spot.
Goodell at the league meetings in his presser, I believe, just said that the league was still investigating.
Okay. All right.
That was the last I saw.
Yeah, I don't think he kicks next year. I mean, they had him on the Deshaun Watson on the commissioner's exempt list with all that stuff. They're going to have to do the same thing with Tucker.
You would think, unless they...
What is that? It's like one of, that and the penis picture thing. What is with these guys?
I heard all that the other day. Yeah.
Like,
you ever take a picture of yours?
No,
none of us have.
Not unless I was asked to.
Oh, has someone asked you to?
No, I'm just saying, like.
That was a weird answer.
Somebody, no. Because
dog?
You guys were discussing. Dog, what? What am I missing there?
What was that?
I don't know. I just was being funny. I don't know.
And that came out of left field.
No.
Where's Cox?
I thought the distinction from some of the people that called the other day was proper because, you know, the difference between husband and wife versus unsolicited.
Sure, but the proper answer to that would have been no. Your answer was not unless they asked you to.
Correct. The answer is no. But okay. No, could I ever imagine myself sending it unsolicited? Absolutely not. I subscribe to the Elaine Benes theory. Female body's a work of art. The male body is like a Jeeps for getting around. No one wants, nobody wants to see it. Right. Unless you're like an Adonis or something, which I clearly am not. So
right.
No.
Yeah,
nobody
course.
Needs or wants to see that.
I agree. I have not. I mean, I like I said the other day, if I had a Pringle can, I might do it. But right. I don't, you know.
Nor do I, and promise you.
It's just not, something.
Seems like a theme around here other than Boomer.
Yeah. I mean, for the most part.
Based on Al's response. Jerry's response about his wife, your response about your wife.
Yeah.
I feel the same.
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't want to. I mean, you know, I mean, she's already disgusted by
right,
me.
Yeah.
Why would I make her more disgusted by me?
Unless that's working for you. I don't know.
How about your boy?
Sasquatch package.
I was surprised he said no, actually. Boomer. Not the unsolicited part. Just in general. I figured somewhere along the way. You know,
but it would have been in the 80s or like a Polaroid.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He wouldn't have been.
If he was in the prime of his career now, different situation.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing it now.
That's what I mean. If he was like, if
he was 25,
boomer,
got it,
now.
Got it, got it.
Yeah.
And they're not going to have an OnlyFans.
Let's not even go there, right?
I saw another one of those stories on one of the OnlyFans creators where she posted her actual earnings.
Oh, God, yeah.
And it was like $7 million.
Yeah. I mean, well, how about be a reason to keep doing it.
How about the house in my... There was a story about a month ago that they say it's like the Miami Playboy Mansion, essentially. And I think it's a group of six or seven girls that have OnlyFans accounts or account that they rake in, I want to say, $10 million a month. And they have $10
month.
Million a month collectively, you know, for the seven of them.
Still.
No, I trust me, I know. And from the way the story read, they're not even doing anything that crazy, just a lot of lingerie and bikini pics and stuff like that. And these six or seven girls are just raking in the cash living in Miami.
Sorry, I'm mesmerized by how good Fred Couples' swing still is, Masters.
Yeah, I'd pay for that OnlyFans. Him just swinging in his underwear.
Yes, I'm in leather pants, spanking myself. Who's been a bad boy? I have. Al in a black leather thong, whipping myself.
Whack away!
God. Yeah, I mean, he was breaking down anatomy of, you know, Barbie and Ken dolls this morning on the warm-up show.
God.
Really getting into it.
So where were we?
I was trying to get to John Gruden, your guy.
Oh, okay, nice.
Doing his thing with draft prospects leading up to the big night or nights, round one and then two and three later this month. Ohio State QB Will Howard reminiscing about the Buckeyes 42-17 college football playoff win over Tennessee just before Christmas.
So now the playoffs start, and here comes the Tennessee Volunteers. It's a cold night.
It was.
In Columbus.
It was.
And you see these guys come roaring out of here, the SEC. Tennessee balls without their shirts. And it seemed like they were trying to intimidate you guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, the funny thing is they came out with their shirts on or their shirts off, and they ran over to the opposite end zone and immediately put them back on. I was like, what the f*** these clowns doing, man? Like, at that moment, I knew we had them.
I got nervous as I hit that clip that I pulled the non-bleeped version.
Oh.
In, so.
By the way, just to be clear, I said $10 million a month for these girls, $15 million a month.
God. And they have clothes
15,
on?
That's supposedly what the article says, yes. Yeah. Hey. $15 million a month. Could you imagine?
That is something I'm more and more amazed by as I get older, just how much money people have to burn that I
Well, yeah, we
don't
talked
have.
To a guy today. They're talking about $20,000 tickets for the Masters.
That's just, I don't know. I went wrong somewhere, doing something wrong. People just have money to just light on fire.
From both standpoints or what standpoint? So not like you did something wrong. You did not because you're not an OnlyFans person.
Correct. That's because that like for someone, think about all the things that are available for free.
Yeah.
That are more salacious than what Jerry's describing.
I got you now. All right. Yes.
Yet $15 million a month.
That's one of the ones that I don't understand, and I'm not to shy away from talking about, you know, watching things like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not
going to
sit here and be like,
it,
I don't watch porn. I'm not going to be one of those guys. But the OnlyFans thing is something I can't quite understand.
No, I can't either. But hey, good for them.
But then again, it's one of those things like maybe you don't know what you're missing type of thing too.
Maybe.
Like someone's like, I don't understand this. We're going to see what's going on. And all of a sudden you're like stuck in this world and you're like, bye. You know, when you got some nickname in there that's like not you. You're like, ah! And then you're out on the street. Someone takes your phone away from you and you're jonesing for it.
There's
biting your fingernails off. I need to see ass cheeks. Ah! You know? It's like someone like, I never would do heroin. And next thing you know, they're like living in a box.
Yeah.
Could be something like that. I don't know.
Addictive content.
Right. Maybe it could be something
that's a
like
weird
that.
Way to where you're stopped. By the way, we talk about going and visiting people's homes. These girls have hired security guards because, as they say, pervs try to find their way into the house with them.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, like the guy you just right. were
it's the house like, that pervs built, by
yeah,
the way.
I mean, yeah, 100%.
It's like throwing bread out in Central Park. What do you think's going to happen?
Well, that's true. So, man, this is really, you read this article, it is fascinating, the money that comes in.
The only way I could think OnlyFans would work is it would have to be somebody that you have seen a lot that was previously not doing this type of material. Like someone, let's say there was someone on television, you watch this newscaster every night, and they fall on hard times, they're like, I have an OnlyFans. You're like, you know what, I'd like to take a look at that.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. Only...
Or something even like even more personal in a sense of like it's someone you know, like or like a someone's like, hey, do you know the bartender that used to work here? He's got OnlyFans. Something like that.
Kind of similar,
like,
though.
Taking a look is one thing, but recurring subscription to the tune of $15 million a month for many there are, it's a lot.
Is it fair to say we're all out on OnlyFans? I've never even gone
to
that.
Yeah.
Because I'm just curious, is it
I don't even
interactive
know what goes on
too?
Yeah.
Like, is there a part of it where you're paying a certain amount of money where you can actually, on a webcam, I don't know. Can you text back and forth? Can you DM back and forth?
Maybe there's different levels of it. Is it an app?
Maybe there's a basic, a plus, and a premium plan. Maybe. I don't know.
I would. It's got to be something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be like if you want this, then you got to pay big dollars. Like everything else is like that.
How do you keep up with that though? If you're raking in that kind of money, like at some point, if you're getting
accountants,
and I know,
accountants.
I know. No. I'm saying, how many people is it for the $15 million?
Eight.
Okay. So what? $2 million a month. Still a big number for per person.
Yeah.
Still a big number. Like, to get to that number, if you're offering interactive stuff, it's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. What were you going to say?
It seems like first you become a member of their
page. Then if you want additional things like interaction, live streams, and commissioned content, whatever that is.
Well, that's why I think that commissioned content is like, you know, you commission a painting, meaning that you what you want painted by a famous painter. So if you're commissioning content, you're basically telling them exactly what to do, I would guess.
Probably, yes. Understood.
Jesus Christ. Can you read me the master's leaderboard?
And you know what the worst part of that is? I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah. Right.
If you were doing that.
Probably some much more obscure stuff, too. Right. We clearly went off the rails here.
They by the way, their rent is $75,000 a month for this mansion that they rent.
The way the armed security guards
are. Which is
are
nothing now. Compared to what they're making.
Huh.
Yeah.
That well, is good really, for them.
Yeah, good.
They're
good.
Doing well.
Good for them. You can start an OnlyFans account now?
No.
Free market.
I had nothing to offer, as I said. No one wants to see that.
I think you're wrong.
Jerry.
I'll tell you a story off the
I'm
air.
I'm telling you.
I'll tell you a story off the air because it involves criminals and local criminals that I don't want to bring up. But I'll why Jerry is right, I'll tell you a story about
that. So you're
that.
Saying it's not too late? I did something wrong? I went the wrong path? I should start an OnlyFans and start raking it in?
I think you would make more money than you think.
Yeah.
Maybe for a short amount of time.
Because like if you did Costanza shots. Like when he did those photos with the girl.
The timeless art of seduction.
Yeah. You think I'm not kidding. I actually think you would make money.
All right, CeeLo, we'll see you next hour.
I guess. All right. I don't know where we go from here.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Well, not on CBS Sports Network right
they're
now.
They're gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
By the way, real quick, I know we got other stuff, but real quick, just because a lot of times you cover teams, and we talk about this from time to time. You cover teams, and these guys do like great things off the field, and no one cares. Like, no one cares. Yeah. Hey, look. The Brooklyn Nets visited a children's hospital, and there's nothing's written about it. But, you know, when guys do bad things, we write about it. I got to tell you, yesterday, my son's baseball team, freshman in high school, went all the way down to exit 77 off the Garden State Parkway to play a game. I guess it was Bayville or Berkeley. I'm not even sure where the hell we were. And I'm walking up to the field with another one of the dads, this guy Sal, whose kid's on the team too. And we're walking up now. Me and him had coached together for a few years and played against each other for years and years. Known him a long time. The boys have been friends forever. And we're walking up to this field. And we're like, where the hell are these kids playing? It looked like, you know when you get to, this is extreme, I know. But you know when you go to a major league park for the first time and you walk through and you see the grass and like, wow, now this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So we're walking up to this high school field. And we're looking at it, and it was the most beautiful field I think I'd ever seen in all my years of coaching. And we've played in a lot of really nice places. So in like the second inning, third inning, he notices, Sal, he hits me on the thing. He goes, look at the scoreboard. I'm like, yeah, what about it? He goes, Al Leiter baseball field, whatever it was called, baseball park or something. I'm like, really? And then take another glance. You see the Leiter name and the number retired. And then someone had heard us and said, you know, he built this. I'm like, built what? Like, he built this 5 years ago because they needed a new field and everything. I just, little props to Al Leiter for going back to where he went. So I looked it up because I wanted to make sure what they were telling me was right. I looked it up, and in 2020, they needed new facilities, and Al Leiter came in and funded, I guess, the majority of this this complex, or at least this field. Now, I got to tell you, for a high school field, it had a press box. It had like real, like not stadium, but bench stadium seating that went from like on deck circle to on deck circle that had like 15 rows. It was the nicest high school field I've ever seen.
Wow. And you never knew anything about it?
No. I mean, I don't know why. We were talking about Al Leiter being from the Toms River area last week. I don't know why we were talking about that. But clearly he was a little bit more south of that. It was Central Regional High School, again, off exit 77. And he is the man down there. So I just thought that was kind of cool. That, you know, kind of given back. No one cares, probably. But that was a nice gesture. It was very neat.
Yeah, and Al was just awesome. He was recently on with BT and Sal on day before opening day. Boomer and I had a chance to hang out with him a little bit around Christmas. He's just, he was one of my favorite guys when he was on the Mets. And, you know, it's one of those things, too, because that was the first time I ever really met Al Leiter was around Christmas. And I'm like, I was like, I want to talk to him about those teams back then. But you didn't. Is that like the cheesy thing to do? Because then all of a sudden I'm fanboying or whatever. You know, and I asked him one question about that game against Cincinnati, that one game playoff. on the road where he was just awesome.
Yeah.
And he liked talking about it. And then, like, on the way home, I asked Boomer, I'm like, just out of curiosity, like, when you're in those situations, do you like when people ask about that stuff or not? He goes, listen, us old washed-up athletes, he goes, we love it.
It's the glory days.
He's like, if someone asked me about one of my great moments of my career, I love talking about it.
Yeah,
and,
I get it.
And it was, yeah, it was great. Al said that, like, he said he never had seen a crowd more rowdy and drunk in his career than that day.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And how nasty they were in the bullpen screaming at him.
Oh, I believe it.
And he said that gave him an extra edge even than he already had.
The one thing that I took, because I heard him with BT and Sal too, and that whole day at MLB Network, I thought it was great. I talked to you about it. I thought the interviews were really good with Ryan Dempster and what's his name? DeRosa was on. What comes across loud and clear is how much they love the game and love their playing career in today's, you know, even if they have issues with, you know, today's game a little bit, it's you can tell they're not in it for the money anymore. Like, they're in it because they love it. Even watching Billy Ripken the other day on TV, I'm like, what does he need to do this for?
Yeah.
But you can tell, like, he's watching everything, which is, it's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, you know, Al, he's one of those guys, like, I wish I had the energy that he has.
Yeah,
Every time you see him, he's bopping around, he's moving, yeah. He's talking. He's like, geez, he's the same guy yep. He was, you know, pitching for the Mets in the late 90s, early 2000s as he is today.
I love that when he was on with them, he was talking about Beningo back in the day
yeah. And
how tough Joe was on them and everything. It just goes to see he absorbed everything, took it in, hasn't forgotten much, and is still very much into everything.
And Al Leiter also gave me one piece of advice.
Which was?
Make sure you have a car you have access to that has a regular key start ignition. So when the grid goes down, you got something to drive you around.
Well, that's very interesting.
Made me think.
How about the grid doesn't go down?
That's what I was hoping for.
Because if the grid goes down, you might have a key to your car. Once that thing runs out of gas, you're as good as the next guy.
Yeah, but at least you maybe survive 5 or 6 more days.
That is true. And since I'm here with the guy with the oldest car here, mine's a key.
I was like, wow, that's interesting. Because we were there with Doug Wells and talking about all sorts of electronics and cars. And he was like, I'm telling you, if that ever goes down, he's like, I'm gonna get myself a car with a key ignition like that and make sure I'm never in that situation.
Man.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.